The number of people dying from the COVID vaccines is being covered up. The official numbers are in the tens of thousands, which is more than enough to halt all COVID vaccines on the planet. The actual number of people injured or dead after receiving the vaccine is already in the millions. And all the vaccinated are expected to die from the vaccine within a few years. The statistics are being distorted to hide the genocide. Now, if someone dies within 14 days of receiving the vaccine, they are considered to be unvaccinated. And if they have only received one shot, they are also considered to be unvaccinated. The hospitals are full of the vaccinated with vaccine side effects. There still is no virus. There is no Delta, just vaccine injuries. Whistleblowers testify that there were no excess deaths in 2020 at all, and as soon as they started the vaccine campaign, deaths increased and all were vaccinated. Millions of people have been injured for life or murdered within days of receiving the death shot so-called vaccine. Thousands of medical professionals that are upholding their oath to do no harm, have spoken out against the vaccines due to the injuries and deaths they have witnessed in the vaccinated. And on the other side, thousands of medical professionals are complicit in genocide and have violated the Nuremberg Code. Not providing information on the side effects and risk factors, or the full ingredient list to people makes it impossible for them to give informed consent. If found guilty, they could be sentenced to death. This report covers all of the current information around the world of the destruction and death that these vaccines are causing. 1. The COVID-19 Scamdemic. We have hundreds of articles on truth11.com exposing the truth about COVID-19 and all measures taken in response to it. Here is an 11-point summary of the big picture and some key focus articles. 1. COVID-19 Crimes Against Humanity. Since flu was renamed COVID-19, and other diseases and deaths have been rebranded COVID last year, unprecedented harm was inflicted on countless millions of people. Western mass media, health professionals, organizations, and governments worldwide are complicit in the greatest ever public health crime against humanity. They should all be prosecuted and held accountable for their endless mass deception campaign. Read article here too, COVID-19 Biggest Scam in History. The COVID Outbreak, Biggest Health Scam of the 21st Century. Report by 1500 health professionals. Read article here 3, Freedom of Information Request 1 equals No Virus Proven to Exist. There have been several requests of information that have been replied to, and they clearly state there has been no isolation of COVID-19, the virus does not exist. You can read one of the Freedom of Information requests from Canada here for, Freedom of Information Request 2 equals No Deaths from COVID-19. Another Freedom of Information request from the UK asked how many people have died from COVID-19 alone, not counting those who had other reasons for their death. The answer was none. View the request here 5, Masks give no protection and cause harm. Mask test showing carbon dioxide levels plus mask test showing oxygen levels equals do not wear masks. Read article here hazardous mask wearing, read article here mandatory masks and vaccines break the 10 points of the Nuremberg Code, read article here study, long-term mask use breeds microbes that infiltrate the lungs and contribute to advanced stage lung cancer. Read article here 6, lockdowns cause harm and provide no benefit. Lockdowns are based on fraud, read article here lockdowns motivated by occult doctrine. Read article here doctors questions lockdowns, read article here a study of 10 million found that asymptomatic spread of COVID-19 did not occur at all, thus undermining the need for lockdowns. Read article here 7, deadly COVID-19 vaccines are not even vaccines, they are gene therapy and must be avoided. 100,000 doctors and medical professionals oppose COVID-19 vaccine. Read article here why people will start dying a few months after the first COVID-19 mRNA vaccination. Professor Dolores Cahill, watch here large-scale COVID-19 vaccination injuries and deaths. Read article here 8, no state of emergency exists. Each country has its own declaration of emergency guidelines. Here is the Canada-wide declarations of emergency for COVID-19. Understanding how the declarations of emergency have never existed, read article here 9, individual rights and freedoms relating COVID-19. Each country has its own constitution and charter of rights and freedoms. Here is the Canadian Charter Rights for Individuals. Empower yourself, know your rights. Understanding how COVID-19 measures violate your charter rights, read article here 10, Business Rights, Freedoms, Violations, and Liability Relating to COVID-19. Each country has its own constitution and charter of rights and freedoms for businesses. Here is the Canadian Charter Rights for Businesses. Understanding how COVID-19 measures violate your charter rights and understanding how COVID-19 measures you enforce violate your employees' and patrons' charter rights, read article here 11, the Nuremberg Code relating to COVID-19. The Nuremberg Code as it applies to masks, the COVID vaccines and COVID tests. Read article here 1.1. No record of COVID-19 virus, SARS-CoV-2, isolation by anyone, anywhere on the planet. Freedom of information response from Canada's National Research Council, no record of COVID-19 virus, SARS-CoV-2, isolation by anyone, anywhere on the planet. Read article here _Dr. Andrew Kaufman, there is no pandemic, the governments are faking the death counts, simply placing all deaths in the fabricated COVID category, all the governments are using a fraudulent RT-PCR machine to mark healthy people as infected, therefore driving a fear-based case demic of people who aren't ill, plus the vaccine is designed to kill, cripple and slash or cause infertility. Read article here _ Top Canadian pathologist Dr. Roger Hodkinson, tells Alberta government COVID is the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on an unsuspecting public. Masks don't protect, social distancing does nothing, tests are also useless. Read article here 1.2. Doctors around the world issue dire warning, do not get the COVID vaccine. In an effort to combat big pharma, corporate media and big tech censorship, doctors around the world are frantically trying to warn the masses of the devastating effects of the experimental COVID vaccines about to be mass injected into the unsuspecting public assisted by military forces around the world. What could possibly motivate these doctors, nurses, scientists, and other health professionals to make such an impassioned plea? What do they have to gain by taking the time to educate the public on the hidden dangers of a new class of vaccine about to be inflicted upon the citizens of countries around the world? They have nothing to gain, and much to lose, including their careers, and possibly even their lives. Read article here _ 100,000 doctors and medical professionals oppose COVID-19 vaccine. The vaccine is now set to kill and cripple the seniors and the uninformed in the first wave of genocide. Their vaccine-induced deaths and disease states will be used as the excuse to force the vaccine on everyone else, as the evil media and corrupt government will simply relabel the medical genocide as COVID-19 or something more deadly than COVID. This has been the plan the entire time. Read article here _ why people will start dying a few months after the first COVID-19 mRNA vaccination. Professor Dolores Cahill, watch here _ Robert F. Kennedy Jr., new COVID vaccine should be avoided at all cost. Read article here too. Big Pharma and Microsoft are teaming up in something called the ID 2020 Alliance, preparing the way for the Mark of the Beast. Also, known as the Mark of the Beast, the ID 2020 Alliance combines vaccinations with implantable microchips to create your digital ID. For years we've been watching as Microsoft founder Bill Gates, now retired from the company he founded, use his billions to give free vaccinations to people in third world countries. Now Bill has become a founding partner in another company, this one is called the ID 2020 Alliance, and its goal is to give every human being on Earth a digital ID. How do they plan on accomplishing this feat? By combining mandatory vaccinations with implantable microchips. Genius, isn't it? And coming soon to a theater near you, as the saying goes. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand, or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Revelation 13:16-18, KJV, the ID 2020 Alliance, as it's being called, is a digital identity program that aims to leverage immunization as a means of inserting tiny microchips into people's bodies. In collaboration with the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunizations, also known as GAVI, the government of Bangladesh and various other partners in government, academia, and humanitarian relief, the ID 2020 Alliance hopes to usher in this mark of the beast as a way to keep tabs on every human being living on Earth. Our social media platforms continue to hide the truth from the American people, by shadow banning. The blood of people are on their hands, enjoy reprobates. The New York Times has published dangerous misinformation about how to prepare for the coronavirus. The recent article said, "Wash your hands, keep a supply of medicine, and get a flu shot." This might be one of the most illogical pieces of medical advice ever doled out by the mainstream media. The article assures readers that getting a flu shot is a practical tip offered by experts. Meanwhile, the rest of the world rolls their eyes. 2.1 Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is the source of the fake news. The article cites Dr. Keith Klugman, director of the pneumonia program at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. He says that infectious disease specialists strongly recommend flu vaccination for coronavirus and pneumonia. The best protection for older people against bacterial pneumonia, he says, is to vaccinate children. According to David Brownstein, MD, this is fake news propaganda. The flu vaccine has never been shown to protect against pneumonia, he iterated. And obviously, the flu viruses used in the flu vaccine do not resemble coronaviruses and will not prepare the immune system in any way. According to the CDC's annual flu vaccine statistics, the flu vaccine is not effective at all for controlling the circulating flu strain each year. In fact, the flu shot has been found to cause mutations in flu viruses from the previous flu season, making people more susceptible to infection the following year. So, to think that inoculation with flu viruses is going to prepare the immune system for coronaviruses is illogical, to say the least. Even a coronavirus vaccine will be risky, as evidenced by previous attempts to develop a vaccine for SARS. 2.2 Flu vaccines increase hospitalizations for flu-like illnesses threefold. Furthermore, researchers from the American Thoracic Society have found damning evidence surrounding the flu vaccine that many people won't want to hear. Instead of preventing influenza-related hospitalization in children, the trivalent inactivated flu vaccine actually increases hospitalizations threefold. Children who are subjected to the flu vaccine year after year are at an increased risk for hospitalization when compared to children who are not subjected to the vaccine. Children with asthma suffer the worst. This research shows there's no efficacy to the vaccine. In fact, the flu vaccine poses net harm to children. The research is to be presented on May 19th. At the 105th International Conference of the American Thoracic Society in San Diego. This study was aimed at evaluating the effectiveness of the TIV in children overall, as well as the children with asthma, to prevent influenza-related hospitalization, said Joshi, MD, of the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. The study examined 263 children who were thoroughly examined at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota, aged 6 months to 18 years. Each of the children had experienced laboratory-verified influenza infection at some point between 1996 and 2006. The Mayo Clinic evaluated each child, whether they were subjected to the flu vaccine, whether they had asthma, and finally, whether they needed hospitalization for influenza-related illnesses. The results are not what vaccine manufacturers want to hear. Children who don't get the flu vaccine recover from flu and other infections more effectively, rarely requiring hospitalization. Children who are subjected to the annual flu vaccine are 3 times more likely to suffer complications to infection, more likely to be hospitalized, and put on breathing treatments and other drugs. The risk of hospitalization post-vaccination is even higher for children who already have inflamed airways and constricted breathing due to asthma. This is partly due to the fact that flu vaccines contain thimerosal, a mercury compound that depletes intracellular glutathione production and causes oxidation of the mitochondria pathway of cells. Glutathione is the master antioxidant for the cells in the body. When it is depleted, a person's immune system is weakened and they become more susceptible to complications from infections. 2.3 CDC fails to publish peer-reviewed science on how to strengthen the innate immune system. The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, the American Academy of Pediatrics, and the National Asthma Education and Prevention Program all recommend the flu vaccine for all children 6 months to 18 years. To decrease influenza-related hospitalization in children, it's time for these organizations to rescind their flu vaccine recommendations. It's also time for public health authorities to provide information and effective resources that can help children overcome infections naturally. On the CDC's page for preparing for coronavirus, there is no mention of practical solutions for preparing the immune system. Tools that actually help a child's immune system overcome infection include, but are not limited to, elderberry syrup, whole foods zinc and vitamin C supplements, proper hydration, no sugar or foods that generate mucus, a healthy fever response, not suppressed, sweet licorice root extracts, vitamin D supplements, colloidal silver, raw manuka honey, garlic leek onion rich soups, and real fruit juices. Not everyone's immune system is the same and some children suffer from asthmatic conditions caused by environmental factors. Because asthmatic conditions are made worse, according to this study, by the annual flu vaccine, it's important to learn how to reduce inflammation in the airways. Extracts of mullein herb, elecampane, turmeric root, marshmallow root, black cumin seed, and schisandra berry, are effective anti-inflammatory solutions for the respiratory tract and beyond. In order to avoid complications and hospitalizations from infections, families should avoid artificial perturbation of the immune system via flu vaccines and instead accentuate the body's innate immune defenses. Keep up with the latest on the coronavirus outbreak and pandemic. News. 2.4 Carl Sanders helped design the first implantable microchip. Carl Sanders was an engineer on the world's first implantable microchip, and in the process of working on this incredible end times device, Carl got saved and spent the rest of his life warning people about what was coming. What you will hear in this video clip is taken from a cassette tape that was sent around churches back in the 1990s. I had one of those copies. When the Lord had me start NTEB, Bro Carl and I became friends and he was a guest on our program many times. This is the audio from that cassette tape. I had the privilege of interviewing Bro Carl back in 2013, and you can listen to that interview here.